Speaking of Clark, where's Clark?
I'm here.
That would be Clark Peterson. Where is he from? Johnston.
Johnston.
Hey, all right. My alma mater?
I also taught at Johnston High School for 5 years, too.
What's that?
I taught at Johnston High School for 5 years and graduated there, too. So.
What did they teach you?
Nothing.
And Eric Sharp. Low Eric.
I'm here.
Woo-hoo!
And he's from beautiful Clive. Do you know where Clive is?
Yeah.
Not really, actually. I figure, I mean... It's like sometimes I'm in class, sometimes I'm not.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Is there a walk down?
I call the place where I live Walk 5 in Dale, because it's like, yeah. I'm right across the street.
Yeah.
Right across the street. So.
Tori Mitchell, who's your friend?
This is my son, David Mitchell.
Is that your favorite son?
Yes, absolutely. And he has... This is the first live rehearsal that's been in a year and a half.
Oh, wow.
But they've been zoomed to the present point.
Still, oh, even?
Jeez.
Wow.
That was back to Zoom recently.
That's too bad. David has been singing up in the school for how many years now?
17 years with you.
17? Wow. Good for you. That's awesome. So he gets down here in the slums with us.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you.
And is Mark a member, or is he a...
He is a full-fledged member, baby.
What city?
I'm from Pinola.
A long ways away.
Yes, Mark is the principal at the...
I was a principal.
Oh, you were?
7 years, and now I...
Oh, so you're done. I thought you were... Okay.
Middle school science teacher now.
That's smart.
Ah. Okay, I thought you were still principaling.
No. He was up in Sheldon. Yeah. Northwest Iowa.
Excellent.
Okay.
We're
all right. And I think that's all. Very good. Sorry, any renewals tonight?
Very good. I'm wondering just for... No, I have a new package for Mark, though. Welcome, Mark, here. Otherwise,
you want to have a new package? Well, it's all right. Well, let's get a nice package.
Here we go.
Welcome aboard.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Awesome. Glad you're here, Mark. Who was your man of note?
Say again.
Oh, it was you, David? Excellent. Very good.
There we go.
Thank you.
Okay, Lyle, what's wrong with the election?
Okay. Well, it is September 20th. So, in order to keep this election on schedule, we have to have the first reading of the proposed slate of officers. And so, for this evening, our slate of officers is running for the position of president is Eldon Cross. Eldon. Running for the position of vice president is Elliot, where are you at? Elliot Chief. Okay. Secretary Rich Wielden and Treasurer Larry Warwick. And so I think I'm obliged to say, are there any more nominations from the floor? Nobody volunteered. Okay.
Can we just have one in each position?
We have one in each position, so we'll be able to take a voice vote unless that changes between now and October the 4th.
That's what we'll
do. So 2 weeks from tonight.
Okay.
All right.
The only other thing I have is I have here a check from the Antique Harmony Quartet. We've been working our little butts off all summer and this fall. We do a couple, two, three gigs a month, working for Merrymakers and for a few others, and so we've accumulated a few funds. So we would like to present this check to the chorus for $500. Show proceeds or whatever you want to do, but that should make things look a little bit better. So.
Thank you, Antique Harmony. Thank you.
That 500 per each?
I love 2,000.
That essentially ends the business meeting.
Okay, just one little note in there before we take our break, and that is, if you haven't already forwarded the email that you received from VHS last Friday, make sure that you've got that out to all of your distribution lists. Make sure people see we've gotten over... I can't remember what the number was. We're close to like 700 views.
750 is about.
Awesome, which is great. I like to keep the number going up, but we've gotten nice positive feedback from our community of friends, and so nice work, everybody. It's a lot of fun, so keep forwarding that around, all right? And yes, Lyle.
I think, though, we missed the boat in not putting a plea for money in the video itself. Should have had something at the end.
Yeah.
Maybe the same message that we had at the very beginning, had that at the end and say, hey, we're a nonprofit, and please send money.
Well, you know, the BHF version. Being credit person starts with a big banner about donating.
Yeah.
It makes you really pause.
I think a lot of people just skip right through that and go to the video. Well,
when you do your forwarding emails, just say that contributions are greatly appreciated.
Yeah.
So do not be shy.
Yep.
We might throw it out there. Will.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it. Yeah, we did put it in the video. I didn't want to necessarily hit people square over the head with it, but in hindsight, maybe that would have been okay to do. But anyway, hopefully, yes, you can follow up with your folks and say, hey, you know, usually you come and support and buy tickets, and we'd really appreciate your donation. If you haven't already, watch this video and send them that email. It would be great. So drum up some support. I have no idea when BHS... like tells us if they've received or how they've received, or I don't know when we get that sort of information from BHS, but I have no idea if people are donating to BHS or not. The very first time we sent out the link on the, was it the 10th? Is that what we did? We actually, you know, housed that on our own YouTube channel, and we were able to get donations straight to us, and that brought in close to, I think, 500 or somewhere about. We don't have a way of knowing what the donations are to BHS at this time, so we'll find it out. Hopefully, we've got some traction there. All right. Thanks, everybody.